This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664-SEASONS.
They're going to win tonight because Razor, I got a simple question for you if you're still listening even though you're not on the phone. Who has the better goalie?
You know what you should be chanting tonight instead of USA during the Canadian national anthem?
Razor is wrong.
Don't they have the best goalie?
Yes, they do.
Haven't I been told for years in hockey that having the best goalie is the best way to win?
Yes.
Usually, yes.
Andy, here's what I want to see tonight. You know what?
Science.
You know, this won't make up entirely for June of 2019, gentlemen. But I will say this. If Jordan Binnington gets an L hung on him tonight at the Garden.
Let's go.
That'll make up a little bit for 6 years ago.
Not totally.
No, it won't.
But it'll feel good.
Well, no, I said a little bit. I didn't say a lot.
You're right.
Devers does not agree with you.
I hear you. You know what? I should have jumped on you like that. Maybe a little bit.
But no, in all seriousness.
It still got really hurt.
Isn't
that? What a trip to the freaking veterinarian's office that was.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't
believe that game. They had nothing that night.
At home. Nothing left in the tank, boys. Yikes. So close, but yet so far away.
Isn't Hellebuck the best goalie?
Yes.
Okay.
Right now, he's playing great. He's playing hella good.
Well, but not even that. He's really good.
Yes.
I'm just going to skip right past that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No doubt.
He's hella good.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just keep on dancing.
Don't be a hollaback girl.
All right.
He might be the best player on the planet right now. He's in the top. Well, no, David. Sorry, but he's one of the best players on the planet, and he's the goalie, which gives him the ability to control the game.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. I feel bad. I've talked myself into Team USA. Let's just say it was 3-1 the other night, wasn't it?
3-1. Yes, it was.
It was 2-1 and an empty netter.
Yes.
So remember, we talked a lot about your 2003 season, which was 31-0 turned into 31-0 on the other side of the field.
Sure, bookends.
We're not doing that. Okay. We're not doing 3-1 turns into 3-1 for you. We're doing the same 3-1 beatdown. Screw you, Canada.
Okay.
I'm back all in on the U.S. I wavered for a minute. Razor got me a little down, but then I had to think about, wait, who are you listening to?
Hmm?
Dude's Canadian. You're listening to the Canadian propaganda that they're spewing from up there.
Wow.
Just like they're booing and spewing.
How about this, guys? Ted, 603 texter at 617-779-7937. This is where we are now. It's a very Granite State text. My kids are 6 and 8. We booed at the last Pats game. Also added to the fire mayo chants as well. Boo their Canadian asses.
And all this negativity that's in this town sucks.
That's the parent of the
year. Thank you, Rich.
That's a good parent right there.
It's very different.
I cannot believe what you are doing.
That was genuine, authentic sports hate right there. And that's fine to do. I'm not so sure that's what this is.
That's what this is. City of Boston. Okay. We're making this true sports hate. Boo the anthem. That's it. Just boo the anthem.
Gotcha.
And then you can boo them when they're on the ice as well, if they score, if they do something. And then cheer the hell out of the big hits when Brady Tkachuk just lays somebody out and he's bouncing off the boards. Yeah, go nuts. Bang the boards. Love it.
Dude, our strength, United States versus Canadians, would you say ours is more being physical?
Absolutely. Yes.
So
it's force versus finesse.
Can we match the physicality that we had in Saturday night's game and tonight's game?
Sure.
I feel like it's tough.
Tonight? One night.
Okay, tonight
How about the other night?
No, we're not skating. We're just hitting. I'm not sure we can skate with them. We need to hit with them. We need to make them feel the pain. I used to coach lacrosse. When teams were better than us, we would say, they may beat us, but they're going to feel us. Canada needs to feel us tonight.
Well, it's the Patriots versus the Colts. Patriots versus the Rams.
I like where you're thinking.
Same thing.
And who won those games?
Well, sometimes the cold.
More often than not.
But we didn't play him. We didn't play him two times in a row. You know,
all right.
We didn't play him two times in a row. Right.
No. So tough to beat the same team twice in a week, Ted.
It is.
I'd just rather be the better team. Who's the better team right now? Who has the better goalie?
Well, we have the better goalie, but they have some really good talented players.
I
know.
Canada has the best player in the world, though.
Which player not named Tkachuk comes up biggest tonight? Is it Matthews? Is it Eichel?
I'm going to say Eichel, since he was talking about how this is the biggest game he'll ever have played in. I think he is going to be fired up, Dan Ball.
This is supporting the Eichel argument. He lost the 1 year that he played at BU. He lost the national championship game to Providence College at TD Garden. So he's going to look to try to fix that fate,
change that fate. Why? Or is he a loser in big games?
Well, I mean, he just won a cup 2 years ago. I wouldn't worry about that. He just won a Stanley Cup 2 years ago. I wouldn't worry about that.
Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. And I'm going to this. I don't know what the subject line on this one means, but I'm just going to go to it. Sean in Connecticut wants to talk about Canadian bacon. Sean?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up? How are you, Sean?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you, buddy.
Yeah, does Fitz know the movie Canadian Bacon?
Canadian Bacon? Yeah, that's right. It was John Candy's last movie, directed by Michael Moore.
Exactly. It started by John Candy going to Canada to watch a hockey game, and he said that Canadian beer sucks, and it started a whole war versus the U.S. and Canada.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for the call, Sean. Is Sean indicating that us booing could start a war with Canada?
Maybe.
Better watch out.
Like one guy yelling, Canada sucks.
It could be a very cold war.
On the radio? Canadian beer was good. It had a higher alcohol percentage.
It's basically just German lager. Labatt's, it's fine.
Had plenty of Labatt's in Buffalo.
Moosehead. That's all they drink. They don't even call it Labatt's. They just call it Blue.
Yeah. I've had plenty up there on those trips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Buffalo's a very sad place.
I like Buffalo. I think it's an underrated city.
You really?
Yeah, Buffalo wings.
Okay.
That's all I
got. Oh, my God.
Serious.
I like Buffalo wings, and the blue wasn't bad.
I like to play a game of football in Buffalo and then get the hell out of Buffalo.
I also think their stadium was underrated. I like that little intimate.
You think they're going to miss it?
I love that it's in the neighborhood. Like the fact that it's a neighborhood vibe.
It's set down into the field. No, it's got an old school
field. One of the more unique places you'll ever play.
Right, and now they're building like a billion-dollar facility.
Is it next to the old one?
Yes.
It is. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So you still get to drive to the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. You can still get frozen eggs thrown at you and that whole thing.
I just love the story you told that time of, like, grandma sitting in a lawn chair drinking a Bud Light at 9 a.m. In a wheelchair, and she flipped you guys off. That's
just
awesome.
The double birds.
Oh, God.
God bless.
So that's so
maybe
much.
She had a beer in her hand, so she can't do double. So really just one hand. She had the beer in the other
hand. Ted, just let me think she had a beer.
Maybe
a dart dragging out of her mouth.
But I could see that hair, too, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we have passionate fans.
Absolutely.
We're blue collar.
That's like the Joker. Like, we're actually the same.
If you had to drive through, I don't know, downtown Somerville to get to the stadium to play the Patriots.
Maybe it'll be that way if they build the new pitch for the Revs over by the casino.
Encore, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, proper terminology. Respect for the sport, mofo.
Do you like their new kit for the season?
I do. I think it's a fetching kit.
617-779-7937. Steve in Amesbury has a thought on O Canada. What's up, Steve?
Hi. Just two thoughts for historical context. The Canadian National Anthem was written in Lowell by a teacher from Quebec who was missing his homeland and wrote that in the 1800s. Second one, in 1979, I traveled from Quebec to the Yukon and watched every Bruins, Canadians, game, Heartbreaker, wrote a book about it called Too Many Men on the Ice. It's on Amazon for $14. And nowhere in Canada was I not welcomed 100%. Made several hundred Canadians turn to Bruins fans in 79, and I, for one, will not be booing tonight.
Well, you have your opinion, I have mine. Anyway, you're welcome, Canada. Apparently, we gave Canada their national anthem. That seems appropriate. Dan Ball, you want to clarify that statement?
Yeah, it wasn't written in Lowell, but the composer did live in Lowell for a time.
So, was it written in the U.S. or was it written in Canada?
Apparently, it was written in Quebec City in 1880.
Oh, so that's Canada.
I think the most important part is that it was written by a Canadian.
Yes. Well, no. If he was in America thinking of Canada at the time, then we have some claim to fame in terms of the... That's right, Stiz. That wasn't written in Canada. Right here in the good old USA.
You sure about that?
Yeah, but did you hear that song?
Isn't there also...
That's what I just played. It was he's got a Canadian version, he sells a USA them to, version.
You know what that's called? Smart business.
It's called opportunism.
It's like when Jordan said, which was it? Republicans or Democrats buy shoes too?
They both
Canadians buy music too. If you're looking to expand your business model, you want to go north of the border. I wanted to ask you, Ted, though, and I meant to get to this earlier. I put it in the show sheet. So we've seen USA, Canada, we've seen Team USA just drub the world, the original dream team. You see all the other sports, baseball even now has the World Baseball Classic.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As a former football player, does it make you jealous that you never had the ability to put on a Team USA jersey and play for USA? Although there was one thing in Japan a couple years ago where we actually lost. It was like the
2011
U21 team or something.
Well, no, the U.S. women lost the World Cup in 2011 after the
men's football lost in Japan. Because they were trying to drum up a world.
Oh, it was the under 20. Yeah.
But are you a little jealous of you watch this and like how much pride and Kachuk tells you, my boys love this country, they love that. Would you like to have played on a USA football team?
I would love to because I think probably more than anything, I would say how you perform in these types of games where the world's watching.
Yeah.
Is a bigger feather in your cap as far as legacy is concerned than the Super Bowls would be.
And the other tie-in here is like...
nationalism, it brings out so much more passion, right, than just the fandom for your local team, right?
We drub people in basketball for the most part. There's been some ups and downs, but we kind of drub them. We invented the game. And Canada, hockey, comes from Canada.
That's their game.
They're supposed to dominate the sport, right. And they, for the most part, do.
Not tonight.
They just don't win Stanley Cups anymore with their franchises from up there. Different story. Football, we should dominate if we ever get to a point, because it is growing globally. Like, there's high school teams in England and Germany in various spots.
Yeah.
Australia, I think, has some high school teams.
They do, yeah.
We should dominate football.
We would.
Every high school plays. Well, no, but that's the problem. We lose the U21 game a couple years ago.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
I don't want to speak on that guy. I don't know, but we would dominate the sport. I would. I mean, look.
Do you think we'll get there?
No. I don't think football will ever be a worldwide global sport. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's too hard. I think there's just too many.
What about flag football?
Maybe flag.
My theory that eventually all football might be flag football, and then once it becomes flag football, maybe it's more of a global game because more teams can be involved.
Football will never become flag football. The NFL will never be a flag football league ever in our lifetime.
See. Oh,
I
not
guarantee
in our
life.
We'll be dead.
Okay.
Our kids' lifetimes.
All right. Well, it will happen, and we'll never know about it.
617-779-7937. Tonight is the night we get closer to Herb Brooks. It's one night, and does USA skate with Canada? Do they try to knock them through the boards at TD Garden? We're going to continue to take your calls on who you think's going to win tonight. I can tell you I'm feeling more confident by the minute. I wavered for a little bit. Razor, I blame you. I'm back, baby. Team USA is going to dominate this game. That's right, Stiz. Pump your fist back there.